Mark, understanding that it's Francisco Lindor that they chose to walk, when they do give an intentional pass ahead of that grand slam, does that add anything extra for you when you step into the plate, up to the plate?
No, for sure. I took it personal. I mean, I want to be up there during that at bat for sure. I want them to walk Lindor in that situation and put me up there. And at that point, I was just, let me simplify the game. Just get one run in, get a walk, like whatever I can do to add another run to the score. And luckily, I hit a ball in there and it went over the fence.
Now, you continue to show in this postseason that you're willing to simplify the game, not try to do too much, and more often than not, it's led to big results. Why do you think you've been this comfortable doing that in your first taste of Major League Baseball postseason?
I think, honestly, it's right there. Just like when I say I'm simplifying the game, I'm just focused on one thing, and the only thing I'm focused on is winning a game. And whatever I can do, whether it's move a runner over, make a play, be a good teammate, that's what I want to do, because the only focus I have is winning games.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead, Dave.
Mark, when you mentioned that you took a personal on that, are you surprised to underestimate you a little bit despite what you've done this October, as good as your numbers have been?
Maybe, but I feel like it's just the praise for, I mean, Francisco. You got Francisco ahead of me, I feel like, and he hit a home run earlier in the game. So they rather take a chance on me than him. But I use it as motivation. I'm like, all right, you want me up? I'm gonna show you whatever. So, I mean, yeah.
And do you feel as you're working him during that long at bat that the at bat's gonna come back to you, that you're gonna get that fastball that you wound up getting, the deeper that goes, 7, 8, 9 pitches in?
To be honest, I didn't think he was gonna give me a fastball. That was my approach, was to see a heater up. But I wasn't expecting a heater. I thought I was going to get like a slider and I was just going to poke it in a hole or something. So
you got the fastball.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to miss it.
Okay. I'm going to go to Mike right here.
Edwin, what's kind of your mindset there, you know, coming in the eighth, and then you got to face the heart of the order in the ninth?
I just was trying to just try, first of all, like, as soon as I get to the mound, I say, I'll be, whatever you call, I will follow you. He called me, like, three, four slider in a row. I threw it, we get the out in the eighth. And in the ninth, I just came, tried to throw strike, like, to attack the hitters, because we was winning by 4 runs, so I got a good lead to challenge them. And that's what I did, you know, I give up the blooper, and then I walk Otani, and then I thrust my fastball and throw it right in the middle for them.
Okay, I'm going to go in the back to JP.
Edwin, you've never given up a hit to Otani. I think he's 0-for-4 against you, 4 strikeouts, a couple walks. What's the secret? You seem to have figured it out.
My last 2 AB against him, I walked him. But at the same time, I just tried to challenge him. You know, he's one of the best hitters in the league. But I got a really good stop. So I trust my stuff always against any hitters. To him, I just go after him. You know, hit the ball. If you get to strike, I will try to make you chase.
Okay, we stay back there on the far left.
Hola, Edwin. Preguntarte, es tu primera experiencia en esta ronda de playoff. ¿Cómo te sientes después? Obviamente tienes experiencia seredivisional, comodín, clásico mundial de béisbol, pero ¿cómo fue entrar en este escenario lleno, el sol, un line-up muy poderoso como el de los Dodgers? Platícanos la experiencia que tuviste hoy.
Sí, una experiencia increíble. Cada momento que estamos viviendo ahora mismo es un sueño hecho realidad para cada pelotero. Yo, como tú dijiste, he jugado diferentes tipos de series. El Clásico Mundial me ha ayudado bastante. Creo que mi último clásico, esa experiencia que viví durante todo contra esa fanaticada, que era un juego como si fueran series mundial, me ayudó bastante. Yo solamente salgo a divertirme. Pienso en que creo en mí 100%. Salgo a divertirme y voy a hacerlo lo mejor que pueda.
Okay. I'm going to go down here on the right to Steve.
Edwin, having a 3-run lead going into the ninth is great, but when you have those hitters, Otani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, when they get that extra run, you have a 4-run lead. Does that make you feel even better? I mean, are you aware that, gee, I can be even freer as a pitcher in this ninth inning?
Yeah, because I got more room to miss. Like if I miss a pitch right in the middle, I got a lot of room to tight it up again. So as soon as I give up the base here, the walk, I said I will throw my fastball right in the middle, try to get a double play. And I ended up striking out the other three hitters, but I was trying to make pitches and get them out.
You're going to go rush a little far right?
Mark, you have guys on this roster who've played in the World Series before, played in the postseason before. For you, getting a full season to kind of, get that vibe. You guys have been playing basically postseason baseball since June. What have you kind of gained, watching these older guys who have done it that you've tried to put into your game?
No, I mean, I've been a sponge around all these guys with experience, all stars, a lot of great players that I'm surrounded by. I'm very fortunate, and I ask a lot of questions. Ask them, especially in times like this. Like I haven't been in the postseason. It's just like, hey, how do I go about this? And I know JD, he won a World Series, and he kind of like brings the guys together and kind of tells us like, just to keep our emotions like even keel, especially if the opponent goes up and we're down or vice versa. Like we want to stay even keel throughout the whole game, because the team that keeps their emotions like that the best are the ones that come out on top. So I feel like that's what I've been focused on.
Okay, anything else for these guys? Can we go back to Mike here in front?
Just for both of you, how do you feel about this series going back home with it 1-1?
I
feel good, man. I mean, like I said earlier, I want to go home. I mean, playing in front of the New York fans is the best, so I'm excited to get back.
Personally, I feel great. Get a W here in L.A., like going back home, play three more games there. We got a lot of chance to take the series then at home. So I feel really good. We are really happy. We play a really good game today. Just continue what we're doing, and we will be fine.